Thank you for joining us for the True Life Fellowship Church podcast. Here is today's message from Pastor Devon Alexander.
A couple of Sundays ago, I talked about consistent faith. And, you know, we've been in the vein of talking about faith and what faith is, what faith does. And we talked about how consistent faith is unchanging. We talked about how it's the bridge between that dream that God gave you and the manifestation of that dream. We talked about how consistent faith is holding on to what you believe, no matter how it looks or what it is. And that's evidence of maturity. And it's the pathway to manifestation. So now that we know that you have consistent faith, today I want to talk to you about motivated faith. Amen. Talk about motivated today. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to bring your word. Father, allow me to decrease that you may increase. Let them hear you and not me. That everyone in the sound of my voice is blessed by your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. And it reads, therefore, then, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight, and that sin which so readily, deftly and cleverly clings to and entangles us, and let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us. Verse 2, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. He, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. That scripture, the last verse I want to focus on, it says, he, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame. Jesus was motivated for his outcome. He was motivated for what he was sent here to do. So no matter what he went through, everything that he went through, the cross, the shame that they did, he ignored that because he was motivated by what he believed and knew that the Father sent him here to do. Amen. So let's look at motivation. What is motivation? Motivation is the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way. It's the desire or act in service of a goal. It's a crucial element in setting and attaining our objectives. Motivation is one of the driving forces behind human behavior. We are motivated to do things. One of the things that when we do something, we accomplish something, we are motivated, because how many of you know you're not going to do something you're not motivated to do? If I'm not motivated to do it, I'm going to procrastinate. I may get it done, but it may not, because I'm not motivated. I'm just, you know, I'll get to it. You know, I'm going to clean the garage, but I'm not really feel like it. I'm not motivated to do it, but I'll get it done. You know, but when you're motivated, you get to it. Motivated, so when you're motivated about something, you think about it all the time. When you're motivated to do something, you get up motivated by it. You go to sleep thinking about it. When you walk around through the day thinking about it, because you're motivated to do it. You'll even lose sleep for it when you're motivated by something. That's why motivated faith is so important, because it'll drive you each day to stay in faith and not waver on what you believe in God for. That you'll be motivated. So what is the motive of our faith? Faith has a motive. So what is the motive of our faith? 1 Peter 1, verses 6 and 7 in Amplified reads, you should be exceedingly glad on this account, though now for a little while you may be distressed by trials and suffer temptations, so that the genuineness of your faith may be tested. Your faith, which is infinitely more precious than the perishable gold, which is tested and purified by fire. This proving of your faith is intended to redound to your praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, is revealed. The Bible teaches us in the scripture that genuine faith is more precious than gold that perishes. Genuine faith is more precious than gold. Such faith, your faith is going to be tested by fire, just trials, tribulations, sicknesses, what you go through. They come to test your faith because you can expect difficulties and persecutions in this life of faith, as well as blessings. See, we believe and we have faith for, and we expect the outcome, the manifestation of what we're believing for, but we don't expect difficulties. We don't expect the trials. We don't expect the tribulations. We don't expect that. We focus on the benefits of faith. So what happens is when a trial and tribulation come, sometimes it hits us and we do because we don't expect it. But then, and sometimes, and we got to be honest, sometimes when it hits us and we're not expecting it, it could knock us off our faith a little bit. And so when that happens, then we have to get back on our faith. We have to stay, and that's what motivated faith is. What motivated faith does is you hold on to that word, that promise, what you're believing. So when that unexpected trial comes, it doesn't demotivate you. When that it's like people that build a business, successful people. When something comes, when an obstacle comes, when a problem comes, I don't like to say problems. I learned this in corporate America. When an opportunity, because an opportunity is something that you have an opportunity to fix. So when the opportunity comes for you to use your faith, if your faith is motivated, you're motivated, then you won't give in. You won't back down. It may knock you off your feet a little bit, but guess what? Your motivation is going to cause you to step back in there, and you're going to keep moving. Amen? And you're going to keep moving on that. So I want to give you guys a few points today about motivated faith that's going to help you. First point is motivated faith seeks God for clear direction to manifestation. Say it again. Motivated faith seeks God for clear direction to manifestation. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. And most of my scriptures are going to be in the Amplified version today, guys. And it reads, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths. When you're motivated by something, you will search for every way, every path to accomplish that possible. When you're motivated. So when you're motivated by your faith is going to cause you to seek God and say, okay, God, how do I accomplish this? How do I accomplish that? And then when that unexpected tribulation hits you, then there you go. Thank you. When that motivated opportunity hits you, then your faith will be motivated to not fall back, but seek God. Your faith will be motivated to say, okay, that hit me. Now, okay, God, now how do I navigate this? How do I get around this to get this obstacles in front of me? So how do I get around this table? Do I climb over it? Do I go under it? Or do I go around it? Or do I just move it? You know, and so you, when you motivate in your faith, you're motivated to seek God for that. And you know that you seek him in every area. You're motivated to do it in every area. Sometimes we have faith. We're believing for something. We believe it in one area of our lives. We seek God in one area, but we don't seek him in every area. We don't go to God for, we can believe and have faith for healing. But then when it comes to our finances, it's, oh, well, it is what it is. At the end of the month, I'm broke, so I can't pay that bill. Or it's vice versa. We believe God for our finances, but when we're sick, we say things like, well, you got to die with something. You know? And so you're not seeking him in every area. It says, in all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your path. Here's the key. Before he makes straight and direct you and make plain your path, you have to know, recognize, and acknowledge him. You have to acknowledge God. My faith is weak right now. You said, I believe, I need to believe it, but right now, God, doubt is pouring in. My faith is weak. I have little faith. Little faith can work, but you got to be honest, God. God, I don't really believe that this can happen, but I need your help. And guess what? You're acknowledging him. You're letting him know that you need him. You recognize that your faith is low, and you know that he's the one who can change it. So you're honest with him, and you do that, which leads to my next point. Motivated faith believes the impossible is possible. I'll say that again. Motivated faith believes the impossible is possible. So when you're motivated by something, no matter how it looks, it can look impossible. But if I'm motivated to do it, oh my God, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get there because my faith is motivated. My motivation is pushing me. And when you're motivated, when you want something so bad, it looks impossible, your motivated faith is going to push you toward it. Because you're going to seek, again, you're going to go back to the scripture. You're going to seek God. You're going to recognize him. You're going to acknowledge him. And you're going to say, okay, that looks impossible. With God, all things are possible. I believe that. I believe the scripture. So I, you know what? I'm okay. God, how do I do that? You know, okay, Pop, how do we handle it? You got to be real with God. Sometimes, you know, we go to God, Heavenly Father, I need you to walk me through this and show me the divine direction of my faith. No, you got to be, hey, Pop, I got to get around this. I need you. Dad, you know, we got to do this because he's our father. He's our father. So we got to go to him like that. We got to go to him. And sometimes God could be waiting for us to just be real. Pop, I don't believe right now. This table don't look like it can move. And I don't know how I'm going to get it. But guess what? Thank you, Jesus. We may not know. We may think this table is bolted to the floor. It may look impossible to move it. God may just say, just move the table. Is that easy? On your way to your manifestation. So it's like, so when you do that, you're motivated and your faith pushes you toward it, makes it possible. Let's look at Matthew 19:26 in the Passion Translation. It reads, looking into their eyes, Jesus replied, humanly speaking, no one, because no one can save himself. But what seems impossible to you is never impossible to God. Key word in the scripture, seems. We're believing for something. The impossibility comes to make it looks impossible. It looks impossible. It seems impossible. But all we got to do when we recognize God and ask him about it, move the table, son. Not impossible. When we want finances, when we need breakthrough in our healing, confess this word, son. Bam. It comes. When we, I told y'all a story about me almost getting put out of my apartment and I needed $1,000. When I was sitting in my car crying, yeah, I cried. When I was sitting in my car crying, I heard the Lord showing me, saying to me, have I not taken care of you? And I'm gonna be honest, my faith was done that day. I was like low in faith. And I said, God, and I prayed to God. He said, have I not taken care of you? And I said, yes. And I said, you know what? It's up to you. I'm going to the house, take a nap. My faith got rebuilt. I went in the house. That was the best nap I had. Wow, too. Went in the house. I took a nap. 24 hours, I had what I needed. Because my faith was motivated to believe God. Amen? Mark 2, 1 through 5. I'm not going to read the scripture because it's long. But this scripture talks about the men, the four men who their friend was paralyzed. And they tried to get to Jesus. And they got there. They was carrying the paralyzed man to be healed by Jesus. And they got there. And the place was packed. Stadium was full. There was no tickets, no guy outside scalping tickets. They couldn't get in. You know, Jesus was in there healing people. They said, okay, my friend, they have faith. My friend needs to be healed. If we get him to Jesus, we told him we get him to Jesus, he can get up and walk again. We need our boy because we got to go. We got some things to do. And we're tired of carrying him around. He can't walk. So they had to get him to Jesus. So they got there. It was packed. They couldn't get in. It looked impossible. What do? Man, we can't get in. This looks impossible. Look up. What about the roof? All right. Let's figure out. They figure out a way to get their friend on the roof. They put a hole in the roof. And this is a funny thing. They got the hole cut in the roof right above Jesus. How did they know where Jesus was standing? Right above Jesus. And so it looked like there was no way. There was no room. See, it was packed. People couldn't get in. But guess what? There was just enough space because Jesus' security team, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, security team had enough space in front of him for him to walk around. And guess what? They lowered him down. They had enough room to put him in front of Jesus to get him healed. How did they do that? They were motivated by their faith. They were motivated to overcome the impossibility. They saw something that looked impossible, but they said, I can do this. I can get there. They hadn't even heard Jesus say, with God is impossible. They didn't know. But they were motivated by their faith to get their friend healed. And what seems like they couldn't get done, what seemed impossible, their motivated faith made it possible. What seemed far-fetched, their motivated faith made it possible for them to reach. And they got there. Because when your faith is motivated, you know that God majors in the impossible and can make anything happen. All you have to do is believe. That's it. All you have to do is stay motivated in your faith, and God can help you. He can. Amen. Matthew chapter 21, verses 21 and 22. And it reads, and Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, if you have faith, a firm reliant trust, and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive. Jesus gives us the assurance that however big it may seem or how powerless we may feel, he could demonstrate dynamic power of heaven to pull down what we're asking for in faith into the natural, to pull it down from the spirit realm to the natural. But we got to be motivated. We got to be motivated to continue. We got to be motivated to stay the course when it looks like it's not happening, when we feel afraid, when we have fear. Because sometimes we step in there and we could believe for something and we are afraid that it may not happen. How many know I'm right? Sometimes you can be afraid that it may not happen. You could want something and you'd be like, okay, I don't know God, you know, I'm afraid this may not happen. You're dealing with a sickness and you believe you could be healing, but the doctor's saying that this sickness could possibly take you out of here. And you're afraid that the sickness, that you may not be healed and the sickness will take you out. But then you get motivated by your faith and you overcome it. Let's take it to my next point. Motivated faith overcomes fear. Amen. Isaiah 41:10 in the Passion Translation. And it reads, do not yield to fear, for I am always near. Never turn your gaze from me, for I am your faithful God. I will infuse you with my strength and help you in every situation. I will hold you firmly with my victorious hand. It says, I will infuse you with my strength. That's what God does. When he sees that you're motivated, when he sees that you're not fearing, you're motivated, your motivation, your motivated faith will allow you to see the scripture and you'll say, okay, God's got me. So I'm motivated to keep going. I have God's strength. So I'm motivated to keep going. God's going to help me in a situation. So I'm motivated to keep going. God holds me firmly in his victorious right hand. So I'm motivated to keep going. That's what happens when you put the scripture. Faith comes by hearing, by hearing, by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So when you get in the word and you get in the scriptures and you read the scripture, this scripture will motivate anybody. God's got me. Oh, my God. It looks impossible. They say I got 6 months to live, but guess what? God's got me. They say I'll never be healed from diabetes, but guess what? God's got me. They say I'm going to lose my home at the end of this month, but guess what? God's got me. So I'm motivated to believe and you keep moving. You keep moving. Your motivation keeps you going, keeps you going. You keep believing. You keep speaking. You keep confessing. And guess what? Then once you keep doing that, and God loves it, when you're up there confessing, God says, yeah, I got it. We can help them. My son is confessing. My daughter is confessing. They got my word. They understand it. Because guess what? Daddy is proud when they see their children exemplifying what they teach them. I love it when Caleb exemplifies what I teach him. I love it when he gives it back to me. I love it when I see him walking in the words I speak over him and what I speak into his life as a father. I know you guys love it when you're, man, I know you love it when your girls are exemplifying what you're teaching them. So how many of you, God is the same. When he sees us walking out his word and motivated and walking in faith, he's smiling. He's happy to see that. Amen. Deuteronomy 31:6 in Amplified reads, be strong, courageous, and firm. Fear not, nor be in terror before them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. If he can't fail me, I'm motivated by that, to know he cannot fail me. He cannot. God cannot fail. He can't. I want to say God can not fail. He can't. And when you know that, when you know that, that should help you stay motivated to believe. That should help your faith to stay up high, because you know that what I'm believing for, God cannot fail. Pastor Nate can fail, but God can't fail. You know, my spouse can fail, but God can't fail. My parents can fail, but God can't fail. When you know that, when you know that God, and it also says he will not fail you. So I know that he will not. And I love to use my son, because Caleb knows that he's so confident that I'm going to be there and I'm going to do everything for him. I'm giving everything, that he don't give up when asking. He'll say, Daddy, can I have this? Not today, son. We'll look at it another day. Well, when? Maybe tomorrow. What time? When I get off work. Okay. And I get off work. He's sitting by the window waiting for me to come home. So I get home. Daddy, you said that we can look at it today. Like this morning, he wants Super Mario Maker 2. He said, Daddy, can we go to the game store to see how much Super Mario Maker 2 costs? I just want to see how much it costs. No, you don't just want to see how much it costs. You want to get me in the store so you can say, Daddy, can we get it? You know, but I said, well, let's look it up online. I'm online, told him, $59.99. That's a lot. So yeah, but Daddy, when can we get it? So okay, you know, and I said, well, son, you're gonna earn this one. Okay? We're gonna see what you can do to earn this one. We're gonna look at how much money it costs, what you can do to make it earn it. Well, when? You know, and so, but he knows that if I say something to him, if I tell him I'm gonna do something, that I'm going to do it. And he knows that, he expects it, and he's motivated to believe that Daddy's going to do it. Guess what? When we got here in church, he said, Daddy, are we still going to look at how much Super Mario Maker 2 costs? I said, we did this morning, but, oh, so when are we going to get it? But he's motivated, because he believed. Now we can use a child's faith, because he believes so purely. And he's motivated to know. Now, guess what? When I get off work today, he's going to ask me again about Super Mario Maker. And he's going to keep asking me until he gets it. So his faith is going to manifest by his motivation. God, his faith is going to manifest by what he is believing, because he is not wavering in his motivation. He's motivated. I guarantee he back there thinking about Super Mario Maker 3, 2. Huh? Oh, he got his little stuffed Mario that he keeps with him. That's his representation of his faith. His stuffed Mario. That's so good. He has a stuffed Mario and a Luigi that he takes with him. That's his man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, when you know that God is with you, you stay motivated and you continue. When you know that God's got you, when you know that God won't fail you, when you know that daddy, look at God, when you know that daddy won't let you down, you stay motivated and you can keep going. You can keep going. You can keep going. You can keep going. I grew up without a father, but I had my godfather. And when my godfather said to me, son, you can do it, I was like, motivated. When he said to me, you're going to do something, I was motivated to keep going, and I stayed the course. Caleb is staying the course for this game because why? Because motivated faith stands the test of time. Motivated faith stands the test of time. Isaiah 40, 31, Amplified. And it reads, but those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles, mount up to the sun. They shall not run. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. I guarantee you, Caleb, not gonna get tired of asking me for that game. Guarantee, because motivated faith stays the course no matter what it looks like. It can look like he ain't going to get the game today, but guess what? He's motivated to believe. He believed. It could look like that it's taking forever for your healing, but guess what? If you stay motivated, it'll happen. It could look like it could take forever for you to get that financial breakthrough, but if you stay motivated in faith, it'll happen. It could look like that spouse is never coming, but if you stay motivated in faith, it'll happen. I'm telling you, I told you guys my story. I didn't get married till I was 40. But I believed. I stayed motivated. I had a confession from my wife. Wrote it down, confessed it every day that my wife is this, my wife is that, all this stuff. And I was motivated until I told you I tripped over Keisha. I didn't really let her trip over her though. Okay. It was our friend introduced us, you know, for an opportunity. But it was everything. But she was everything that I prayed for and was confessing. But when at times when I thought it was never going to happen, this is for my single people, those single that are watching online. At times when I thought it was not going to happen, I stayed motivated. I stayed motivated in my faith because God said that he does not want us to be alone. That God said that he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor. And I knew there was a certain level of favor I couldn't get until I found her. I knew there was a certain level of favor I couldn't get until I found her. And so there's a certain level that God wants, but you have to stay motivated. So everything in life, you have to stay motivated in your faith. You have to be motivated every day to believe every day. Because when your faith is motivated and the enemy comes to test you, you welcome the test. When you're motivated, you welcome the opportunity. You welcome it to come. You get hyped when a test comes. You're just like, okay, all right, okay, say, that's all you got? That's all you got? Bring it on, because guess what? That pushes you. It elevates your motivation. It gets you high, because guess what? When he comes, when Satan comes, that means your breakthrough is on the way. When Satan comes, he's not going to mess with you if you're not on your way to your breakthrough. He's not going to mess with you if your faith is not high, because he can hear you confessing. Satan can hear you. He can hear your confession. He can hear you speaking out and say, okay, that's what she wants. Okay, she want the husband. All right. Let me send a counterfeit real quick. Let me send a counterfeit to see if I can get her to break, because all he going to want is one thing. So let me see if I can get her to break. You know, and you know, you got to be honest. That counterfeit may come, ladies. You may not give him, but you may crumble a little bit. The knees may buckle, but you motivated. You motivated to believe. Same thing with the guys. She may come. She may be ping, pang, pow, but she ain't favor. She ain't favor. She's not favor. So, you know, when she comes, and that, so you got to stay motivated. Gotta stay motivated. She gotta be favored. I don't know why God got me talking to the single people today, but she got you motivated. You gotta stay motivated. That's even everything else in your life. If finances, you know, you may be believing God for $1,000 to pay something or to get you a certain place, then that $1,000 come and that shoe sale come out. You know, and you're like, you know, got $1,000. The bill is $995. No, the bill is $850. So there's even $150 left. Now I can take the $150 to go buy shoes. But what about sewing that $150? So you can get more breakthrough. So it's how the enemy will come. That counterfeit, those thoughts will come. But you got to stay motivated. Got to stay motivated. You got to stay hyped. And when you get hyped, you won't fall into doubt. Because when you stay hyped and you start, like Satan start trying to get you to he started hitting you with that jab, that 1-2 jab, you know, that hurt. But I'm motivated. Stay in that fight. You motivated, stay in the fight. Oh, I hit you again. Oh, man, that hurt. But I'm motivated. And you stand there. You're motivated to win. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's like a boxer. He in the fight. You ever saw that boxer? What's the boxer that beat Mike Tyson, Steve? Buster Douglas. I heard a thing that said Buster Douglas said he was in the ring and he promised his wife, his mom, that before she died, that one thing he was going to do, he was going to beat Mike Tyson. He got in the ring and Mike Tyson was hitting him. They said Mike Tyson, but he said he was down, but he was motivated by what he believed. So he got up and I don't remember the fight, but I hit Mike Tyson one good time. Mike Tyson was jabbing. He was getting that jab. He was getting that opportunity was coming. He's getting that jab, but he was motivated to believe and he beat Mike Tyson. But here's the thing. Use that in your faith. When you're motivated to believe, when you're motivated by your faith, you can knock Satan out. When you're motivated by your faith, you can knock that trial out. When you're motivated in your faith, you can knock that sickness out. When you're motivated in your faith, you can knock debt out. When you're motivated in your faith, you can knock out doubt, fear, sickness. You can win the fight when you stay motivated in your faith. Amen? Motivated faith always has an ulterior motive. So next point. Motivated faith always has an ulterior motive. Matthew 17:20. And it reads, he said to them, because of the littleness of your faith, that is your lack of firmly relying trust. For truly I say to you, if you have faith that is living like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to yonder place, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Move from here to yonder place, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Key word here is say. You have to say it. You have to speak to it. Can't think it. Can't think your thought. You have to say it and speak to that mountain. Because the ulterior motive of your faith is to get results. That's the ulterior motive of your faith. To get results. It says without faith, it is impossible to please God. What does God want for us? He wants us to live in abundance, to the full, to the overflows. 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. He wants you to prosper and be healthy on the same level that your soul prospers. So if your soul prospers like this, your prosperity is going to prosper like this. Your health is going to prosper like this. But if your soul prospers like this, that's where your health is. That's where your wealth is. But God wants us to live in that scripture. So that's why the ulterior motive of your faith is to get results. And faith brings all the benefits of salvation to our lives. That's what I just talked about. Healing, prosperity, peace, love, joy, deliverance from demons and the curse, sanctification of the mind and emotions, and any other benefit that the word of God promises you. When you're motivated, when you have motivated faith, every day you're walking in expectation of all the promises of God. You walk, you talk in expectation, you live in expectation, you dream in expectation. You believe, you think in expectation because you're motivated to keep going. You're motivated to believe. Amen? Here's the key. Motivated faith takes action. Right? James 2 verse 14. I'm going to read verse 14. Then I'm going to go to verse 17 through 26. Now, I want to read this. And it reads, "What is the use, prophet, my brethren, for anyone to profess to have faith if he has no good works to show for it? Can such faith have save his soul?" Verse 17. "So also faith, if it does not have works, deeds and actions of obedience to back it up, by itself is destitute of power, inoperative, dead. But someone will say to you then, you say you have faith and I have good works. Now you show me your alleged faith apart from any good works if you can, and I by good works of obedience will show you my faith. You believe that God is one, you do well. So do the demons believe and shudder in terror and horror, such as make a man's hair stand on end and contract the surface of his skin, goosebumps. Are you willing to be shown proof, you foolish, unproductive, spiritually deficient fellow, that faith apart from good works is inactive and ineffective and worthless? Was not our forefather Abraham shown to be justified, made acceptable to God by his works, when he brought to the altar as an offering his own son Isaac? You see that his faith was cooperating with his works." That's so good. "And his faith was completed and reached its supreme expression when he implemented it by good works. And so the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed in, adhered to, trusted in, and relied on God. And this was accounted to him as righteousness, as conformity to God's will and thought and deed. And he was called God's friend. You see that a man is justified, pronounced righteous before God through what he does, and not alone through faith, through works of obedience, as well as what by what he believes. So also Rahab the harlot, was she not shown to be justified, pronounced righteous before God by good deeds when she took in the scout spies, sent them away by a different route? For as a human body apart from spirit is lifeless, so faith apart from its work, from its works of obedience, is also dead." You got to have action with your faith. Faith without corresponding action is just a dream. Faith without corresponding action is just a thought. It's just a wish. If you're not believing, if you're not doing something to believe, to move your faith, then you're just wishing for something. You don't truly believe it. Motivated faith calls you to persevere because it brings what you are believing for in focus, and you believe you will receive what you see. And it keeps you going and trusting God that God will fulfill his purposes. So what you have to do, the Bible said faith without works is dead. And it also talks about obedience. Without works of obedience, that means if God says do this, you do that. Those scriptures I talked about believing God, trusting in God, knowing that God has you in his hand. Believing God is an action. Confessing is an action. Walking it out is an action. Because here's the thing. When you're motivated and you're motivated by faith and you're motivated to do something and you're believing God for something, God is going to show you things that are in you that you need to change in order to get there. I'm going to say it again. When you're believing God for something, and it may not be happening right away, because that may be something that God is trying to show you, in you, that you need to change. I always say, God, show me me. Show me me in this situation. What is it that I need to fix in me to get that? And I was believing for my wife. I said, God, show me me. What do I need to change? What do I need to tweak? And he starts showing me little things. And sometimes we look and think God's going to say, change your whole life, my child. It's not. It may be as simple as stop saying this. Change how you keep this. Stop buying this. Save this amount. Change how you speak to people. Let go of pride. Stop doing it. Stop talking like that. Stop saying this about yourself. Some people may say, this is just who I am. It's not. You can't say that in a marriage. I can't say it to my wife, this is just who I am, because she can give me that look, and I'm gonna be like, yeah, okay. Because if I say this is who I am to her, that means I'm not trying to change. If I say this is who I am to God, that means I'm not trying to change to get to what he wants me to get to. Because if God blesses you with what you're believing for on the level you are now, you're going to squander it. How many have heard the saying, more money only makes a person more of who they really are? You look at rappers, you look at athletes, they get these $1 million contracts. They're getting caught in jail for drug charges. They're beating their wives. They're doing this because the money didn't change them. It just gave them access, more access to do more of what they're already doing. So if God blesses you on the level you are without you making any significant changes, then you're just going to squander the blessing. It's just going to make you bless more of the person you are, and you're not. It's not going to last. Amen? And that's why you got to stay motivated. You got to stay motivated. You got to be motivated to change. You got to be motivated to take action. You got to get up. Okay, God, so what you want me to do? I'm motivated for this. I'm motivated to do this. I'm motivated to reach this goal. I'm motivated to be debt free. I'm motivated to be healed. I'm motivated to be saved. I'm motivated to be used by you. I'm motivated to be the vessel. I'm motivated to be the example. I'm motivated to get to heaven. I'm motivated for my heavenly body. I'm motivated, God, to be what you called me to be. And when you stay motivated and you stay like that and you be like that, then that's when you can be blessed, because your motivation is going to cause you to do whatever it takes to get there. Okay? Now, how to become and stay motivated in your faith? First thing you have to do is you have to set a target for your faith. You have to set a target for what you believe. Well, so you have to give your faith something to work toward. If you just say, I'm believing for finances. For what? What do you want the finances for? What do you want to do with them? What do you want the money for? You got to give God something to work with. I just want finances. So what? The money's just going to sit in the bank? I'm not going to do nothing? If you want to shop, tell God. God, I want $100,000 so I can go on a shopping spree. Be real with him. What's your target? You want to be healed. Why do you want to be healed? What do you want to be healed of? What's the target? What's the goal for your faith? What do you believe for? Give your faith a target. And when you have that target, then you can do what next. And then the next part, you have to be specific, is what I just said. You have to be specific about what you're in faith for. If it's money, how much? What for? If it's a spouse, how tall? How short? What type of character you want them to have? Ladies, you know, how dark is skin you want? You know, y'all say tall, dark, and handsome. You know, how? You know, what is it you want? Married couples, what do you want your spouse? What do you want your marriage to go on the next level? What do you want your business? What do you want your career? What do you want to go in life? You got to be specific about it. And to give God, and when you're not, because when you're not specific, again, I said, you're just wishing. When you're not specific and you're not motivated, you're just wishing. You just have a wish in here. You might as well say, I wish I could marry somebody. I wish I was married. You know? And a wish is saying, you don't have a genie in a bottle, so you can't rub the bottle and get 3 wishes. You know, it don't work like that. You know, so you have to be specific. Next thing you have to do, you have to find things that represent what you're believing for. Keep them in front of you. My son with his Mario. Mario represents everything about his Nintendo Switch. The games, Super Mario Maker. You have to keep that. That's what you have to do. Create a vision board. Get a picture of the house that you want. Or the type of house. Put it up there. Write down everything you want in your house. Everything you want in a spouse. Write it down. Put it in front of you where you can see it. Put a wedding dress next to it, ladies, single ladies. Put a tux next to it, guys. If you want to take your wife on a vacation, put it up there. Put it in front of you where you can see it. If you just put it on your phone, put it on your phone. Look at it every day. My wife and I say we want to go to Norway. I see stuff on my phone in Norway all the time. Follow Norway on Instagram. Beautiful place, too. You know, but I'm looking at it, and one day I'm going to take my wife there. That's my confession. I'm going to take her there one day, debt free. We ain't going to put it on credit cards. We go on debt free, but I keep it in front of me because I've given my faith a target to believe in. I did this one time when I wanted a BMW. I bought a BMW keychain. Put it on my keychain. Got me a BMW. I wasn't ready for it, so it ain't last long. I'm gonna be honest. I lost it. I'm gonna be real. But when you take that and you have your faith, get that keychain for that car you want. You want a Tesla? Get the keychain. Put it on your keychain so you can look at it every day. And be like, you know what? I'm going to drive one. Go test drive one. You got to go every week. Go test drive it. Test drive it. You know, just do that. And put something in front of you that represents your faith. Amen? Then make your request known to God. Let God know what you want. God is our Father. Caleb, I told you, he's going to let me know every day he wants that Super Mario Maker. He wants this. He wants that. Let your Father know, Daddy, this is what I want. And then God will tell you if that's what you need or if that's what you should have. He'll let you know if you listen. He'll let you know. Let him know. And then document your progress. Document the small manifestations that happen on the way. Because here it is. Sometimes what we're believing God for may not come all at once. It may not come in one big chunk. It may come in little chunks. It may come here. It may, you know, finances. You believe in God for $100,000, may come in $1,000 here, $2,000 there, $10,000 here, $5 there. The $5 may look like it's not the $100,000, but it's a small manifestation toward that. Because if someone just come and bless you with $5 that you didn't expect, that's a manifestation. You got to look at it like that. You got to look at it. And it may even come in the form of a life lesson. What you're believing for, and I learned this along the way in my faith journey. Some things I was believing God for came in the form of a life lesson. And then it showed me that that's not what God wanted for me. Some of it showed me that I can have it and it's going to happen. It was encouraging. It helped me stay motivated. But some things, as you go through your life lessons, it will allow you to say, okay, that happened. God, you showed me that. You revealed that to me. No, he won't it, Lord. Lord, he was fine, but he won't it because that's what happened. Okay, so now, single ladies, you can move on and believe in for the next one. Here's the key, to find you. I don't know why I'm talking to the single people today, but I believe it's a word for the single women today, but here's the key. He has to find you. The Bible says he that finds, not she that finds. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't go looking. I'm sorry, married couples. God just got me here for a quick second. But he that finds. So it may come in the form of a life lesson. Here's a key thing. Don't do it alone. Have faith partners. Someone that you know will be motivated to stand in faith with you. Someone that you know that when you're believing for something, they're going to believe with you. They're not going to doubt. They're not going to talk about you. They're not going to laugh at you. They're not going to shoot down your dreams. Because here's the thing. When they're believing with you, Gene, come on up. When they're believing with you, you have somebody to stand there with you in faith. My wife believes with me. Now, here's a key thing. If my wife knows something that's crazy, she'll tell me, which I love. But if I tell my wife I'm believing God for something, a lot of times we're believing on the same page. We're believing together. I also have a friend who's a friend and brother of mine, his wife. If we go to them and we say we're believing for something, let me tell you, this dude will, glory to God. We will believe and we're going to confess and da-da-da-da-da-da, right then and there, he don't play. And I love it because that keeps me motivated because I know all I got to do is call Pastor G, my brother G. And all I got to know, if I call him, he going to confess it right there. And we believe in faith. And guess in the we get results. Every time I call him and I say, believe with me on this, we get results. And you got to have somebody. Don't do it alone, guys. Don't try to believe alone. Don't stand in faith. Don't be afraid to tell somebody what you're believing in. Be vulnerable. Find a friend that you can trust.
You have been listening to the ministry of Devon Alexander, pastor of True Life Fellowship Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. For more information, go to our website at www.truelifefc.org. You can also support this ministry financially through our website. Thank you, and remember to love, learn, live, and lead.